From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into the latest edition of DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes. Excited to have this special show. We're going to dig in for the first time to the world of social media marketing. We've done marketing before in various ways, shapes, and forms, but social media marketing, a topic that I don't think I understand properly. A lot of companies probably not using it properly. So we'll dive into that in just a second. But first, speaking of social media, I want to remind you that DeKalb Business Radio is on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. Of course, you can listen live each Friday at 10 and noon here at DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com and download our free podcast on our site. Also, there are free download on iTunes. I want to remind you, this edition of DeKalb Business Today is brought to you by the Bornelis Insurance Group of Dunwoody. For all of your insurance needs, contact Callan and her talented team at 1-800-376-8967 or check out the link on our website, DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com. All right, I want to introduce our guest today. Her name is Tamay Shannon. She is the CEO of W2S Marketing, and this is all about social media marketing. I mentioned before, and you can find Tamay on the web, W2SMarketing.com. I don't think that a lot of people understand, a lot of business people understand how to properly use social media in their marketing to maximize their potential. Is that what you've seen?
Yeah, completely. One thing that I find is that business people hear from their cousin's best friend, hey, you should get on Facebook. Hey, you should get on Twitter. And they're like, yeah, I'll do that. And then they jump on and they don't have a strategy. They don't have a plan for their actions. And that's the biggest thing missing is don't jump on Twitter, don't jump on Facebook or any of that without knowing why you're doing it and how's it going to affect your business and your goals and your bottom line.
Tell me a little bit about your business and how you're helping companies to get over that hurdle.
Yeah. So basically I firmly believe in strategy. So that's where we start with all the businesses that we work with is creating a strategy that's going to effectively impact their bottom line with social media. So then we manage their social media presence. Cause look, as a business owner, it's not like you have an extra 5 hours in the day. And so we take that burden off of you to manage that presence. So you don't have to worry about it. Looking at the analytics, looking at the ROI, engagement, all of that stuff, we handle it. So you don't have to worry about it.
How do you get to this point, this level of expertise? Because what, Twitter's been around not quite 10 years, yeah. I guess. Facebook's been around a while longer than that. But you've got these new platforms coming out all the time, How do you have that level of expertise?
You read a lot. Okay. And then you admit that you get to a point, especially on social media, where you know you don't know everything. And I'm very clear on that. Facebook changes so often. Twitter, there's Periscope, there's Blab, there's so much out there, and it changes so often. So I fully admit I don't know everything. I know how to get that information, but I don't know everything. And so what happens is I have a team of people who are phenomenal and amazing, and we work together to make sure that things happen. But yeah, I don't know everything. Twitter and Facebook, it's so expansive and so much going on. So what can you do?
So insofar as your business is concerned, you manage social media accounts for company. You also offer trainings and webinars?
Yeah, because, not everybody has to have their presence managed. They're not quite there yet, but they still need the knowledge to understand how to effectively use Facebook or how to effectively use Twitter or Periscope or any of that stuff. So we provide that knowledge so they can really take it on in their business and make it work.
We're talking with Tamay Shannon, the CEO of W2S Marketing here on DeKalb Business Today. Again, the website, W2SMarketing.com. You can follow them on Twitter at where2start. They're on social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn. Yeah. You mentioned Periscope. We had an interesting conversation before the show about Periscope, which is a platform that's just come online a year or two, maybe?
Not even 6 months, earlier this year.
And you see a lot of people fumbling around with how to properly use it. Yeah. What have you seen?
I've seen, it's the wide world. It's basically the internet come alive is what Periscope is. So you will see everything on there. And what I tell business owners is, look, if you want to play around, but make sure if you really want to jump in that you have the time to dedicate to really grow that presence, pay attention, because it's interactive. So it requires you to listen to other people's scopes. It requires you to heart people and share and be interactive. You can't just talk about yourself all the time and expect great results.
I know that I'm guilty of this, but a new social media platform will come out and you're like, I got to get on this, And you're like gung-ho about it for a week.
Right, exactly.
And then you just ditch it. I mean, is that something you see a lot of companies do?
Oh, yeah, completely. Because they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And 2 months later, it's crickets. So yeah, it's always that. And all, you know, I can understand the draw to, oh, I've got to get another client. This has got to happen. But you really always have to look at your higher goals, which are to serve the clients you have exceptionally well and to make sure that your business can grow in such a way that you still have time for the other things in life, such as family and friends and vacations. And if you're always jumping on to the newest thing to bring in that next client, it doesn't serve those higher goals. So, you know, just always remember that.
Social media can be 24/7.
Oh,
that can
completely
really eat you up.
Yeah.
Tamay Shannon's our guest, the CEO of W2S Marketing. Tell us a little bit about your background, educational background. Yeah. Were you a business major or?
No. So, my mother's in the military, or was. She retired full board colonel. And so I did a lot of traveling around. And I went to school at Wellesley. And then I went to Alabama, Roll Tide. And what happened was I got out of school and I was all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And that was when our economy was not so good. And I applied to literally at least 100 agencies because I was like, I want an agency job. That's going to be amazing. And I did that and I applied and I never got hired. And my mother was like, well, you could start your own business. And of course, being the dutiful daughter that I am, I was like, you're crazy. because I'm like, I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough to have my own business. And so I did a lot of side gigs and whatever this and helping people here and there. And then finally, I was like, okay, well, I have nothing to lose. Why don't I just start it? See what happens. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So it's been 6 years now. So
you're younger. I would imagine your team is youngish.
Yeah. Well, you know, people always say that, oh, you get social media because you're young. And I'm like, it's funny. That's not exactly true. When Facebook first started, my friends had to drag me kicking and screaming to join it. When Facebook was still college only, we were, I went to Wellesley. So Wellesley was one of the first schools that they allowed on there. And they were like, yeah, join Facebook. I'm like, I don't want people seeing me. I don't like people like that. And so just because I'm younger doesn't mean I get it. But what my commitment is to learn continually day in and day out about this vastly changing medium that we have in front of us. And so I think that's what the important thing is the person you're working with willing to learn? Are they willing to admit that, hey, this changes so quickly, you might not know everything, and to always investigate, always question.
It might be one of the rare spaces in the business world where youth is actually an asset.
Yeah, completely. People have always said, oh, yeah, you know exactly what you're doing. But I've met people who are 50 and 60 who have amazing presences and know exactly what they're doing. So, yeah, definitely it can be a bonus, but doesn't necessarily mean that it's a shoo-in.
So you got the companies that you manage social media accounts for. What about through the trainings and the webinars? I guess the question would be, the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. If they're going to manage this themselves after going through your trainings and your webinars, have you seen success even with the older dogs?
Yeah, you know, it's, I think that doesn't apply to people who own businesses. You own a business day in and day out, you're always going to do something that you don't know how to do. You're always going to traipse into this land of, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I'm going to give it a go. And so I think people who own their own businesses can learn, do learn, and they have to do it to make sure the business survives.
Are you finding that it's a situation where companies are having to start to set aside a budget for, always for marketing or advertising or whatever, but now for social media marketing and advertising?
Yeah, I definitely find that. And I think it's important because Facebook, you know, what used to be free and used to organic reach and blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, you've got to pay. And so that is a clear indication where most sites will probably eventually go. Twitter now has ads. Instagram now has ads. Periscope will eventually figure out how to have ads. And it's a play to pay world. That's just how it goes.
So what kinds of companies are you working with? What size companies, I guess? And is it local focus? Is it national focus?
It's, you know, national because it doesn't, you know, as long as we can Skype or Google Hangout or call on the phone, we can make it happen. So it doesn't really matter the location. And the companies that I like to work with just because this is my personal interest are I like boutiques and I like tech. I'm fascinated by the tech industry. And I love being in Atlanta because of what we're doing now. And I like shiny things. I like dresses and jewelry. So I like tech and I like jewelry. So that's just personally what I like to work with because I think it's fun. And, you know, it's my own business. So I get to do what I want, right?
So if we're 10 years ago, there's no such thing as social media marketing firms. If we're 5 years ago, I mean, maybe there's a couple of them. Now you probably have a good bit of competition in that space. How are you getting your word out? How are you getting your message out to companies and letting them know that you're there?
Yeah. So speaking and client referrals, basically that's, you know, one of the things that's really great, I think, about my industry is that you get to play around with who you are as a person, with people's brands. And so I get to connect with people that I actually connect with. I get to actually work with brands that I actually really like. And so because of that, it's really fun to find interesting content and speak to the people that they're working with. I find that fascinating and fun. So I think that's the difference, is that you get to work with people who you actually like and find those companies and find those brands.
Is there a networking on like a hyper local level, going to mixers, that sort of thing? Or is it not even?
Yeah, like networking like that, speaking. It's really the old school shake hand thing. Like, you know, that's really what always seals the deal.
Yeah. Tamae Shannon's our guest here on DeKalb Business Today. She is the CEO of W2S Marketing, the website W2SMarketing.com. What are people getting wrong typically about social media?
You know, I said it earlier, they jump in without a strategy. They jump in without goals that they're trying to reach. They jump in without metrics and measurements. They just jump in and start tweeting away. I'm like, well, it's not working for my business. And I'm like, okay, well, what are you measuring? What are your goals? And what are you trying to have happen? So that's the biggest thing, is making sure that when you put information out or content out, why are you putting it out? What goal are you trying to accomplish in your business? What is it going to forward?
There's also got to be the other side of that. Traditional media, television advertising, radio advertising, you're going to have a whole team and yep. probably a marketing firm putting your heads together for months and months and months to make sure this is perfect. Now, all of a sudden, you've got 140 characters and you can pop that out in 15 seconds.
Right.
And that's real dangerous.
It's dangerous, but what it is it really makes you work harder, because you have to embody the brand. And once you start embodying your brand and knowing in the core of you, the people you work with, who you are, it's easy to speak as that. But when you don't, or when you're not really clear on your brand, you're sort of kind of fuzzy about it, it's harder to speak as your brand. And so it just forces you to be a better business owner, because you can communicate, this is who we are. This is the kind of content that we share. This is what we provide for our people.
Is there a company that is too small? I mean, obviously the big ones and then the medium-sized businesses need a social media presence. Is there a mom and pop shop? Do they need a social media presence? Is there a way they can make that work for them?
I always look at one, the time, if somebody's going to manage it themselves, I look at the time they have to commit. The next to strategy, consistency is really important. So you can't post something 1 week, wait 2 months and post something again. Doesn't work. So I look at the ability to consistently contribute to whatever platform you choose. And then also, are their clients there? If their clients aren't there, then there's no point in you being there. But you also have to look at, people always say, oh, well, my company is a boring company. Nobody likes it. But I always point to Caterpillar. They heavy machinery, big yellow things. Nobody cares. And yet they have a really interesting and thriving presence for the people who love them. So, yeah.
I know you have to embrace social media to make it work for your company. Do you have to like it? Because honestly, I really, 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 really dislike Twitter.
Yeah.
I kind of dislike everything about it, dislike using it, but it is pretty critical in today's society. Do you have to like it?
You know, it's funny. You don't have to like it, but when people always say that, I always ask them why. Because generally the reasons why they don't like something is like, well, I don't want people knowing my business and I don't want this happening. And it's like, okay, well, look at it from this perspective. Look at it as if you're providing value. Look at it as the reason why people get into business is, in addition to making money, they want to make a change. There's something that they see missing that they want to affect. And so you have to say, well, if I'm going to affect that, I have to get out to a certain number of people. And Twitter is a vehicle to make that happen.
I'll put this out there as a criticism, something I don't like about it. I used to work in TV news.
Yeah.
And part of the problem with TV news is you were always connected to a BlackBerry or an iPhone, and there's always emails coming in 24 hours a day.
Yep.
Used to have bosses responding to emails at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a 24/7 lifestyle, and that's what I see from Twitter.
Yeah.
If you're running a big company and people, maybe you're sending out a few tweets a day, but people are tweeting at you. And if it's an airline, if it's some sort of service company, they could be tweeting complaints and that sort of thing that you need to respond to.
Yeah.
And it is 24/7. Maybe that's a plug for your business, since you handle social media for companies. I find that hard to handle myself.
I think it's two things going on, and people often actually do this. I have small businesses coming to me comparing themselves to bigger companies with bigger budgets, such as Coke or this. And so Delta can handle that. They have the resources to dedicate a team
They've
in Europe, a
there.
Team in here to answer those questions. Small businesses, you don't have to do that. You don't. If you are a cute little shop in Decatur, you don't have to worry about 2 a.m. somebody be like, I just got my Christmas gift and I don't like it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. People understand. People are socially savvy enough to understand this is a smaller business. I don't expect them to answer at 2. But Delta, if I tweet you at 2, I'm expecting an answer. So that's just the difference. If you're a smaller business, don't. And then you can also set parameters like, hey, guys, this is when we're on. This is when we'll answer questions. Don't expect anything else from us.
So there are companies setting those parameters
up. Yeah, people will say that, hey, this is when we're on. This is when we're live. Tweet us then. But after that, you know, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tamay Shannon, the CEO of W2S Marketing. Do you like social media?
A little bit.
I mean, it's your thing. Just a touch. Tell me, it's one thing to have the social media presence. Companies can also make it profitable for them. How do they make money off social media?
Yeah, so people, I mean, you've probably seen this on Facebook, but people, it's basically called a sales funnel. And so people will have ads on Facebook and say, hey, download my free gift that will give you 5 ways to lose weight in 2 seconds. And so you download the free gift, and then from there, you're in their sales funnel, and people will then sell you products. Well, hey, you need to have this, so you need to have this. So that's how people tend to make money on social, is getting people into their email sales funnel, and from there, selling them products.
We've talked about so many different platforms.
Yes.
Is there one platform they have to be on? Keeping in mind, we got these emerging platforms every single day, it seems. Is there one that they have to be on that is just so important to the consumers, maybe?
I really like Facebook. The reason why I really like Facebook is, bar none, their advertising platform is amazing. You can narrow down zip code. You can narrow down hobbies. You can target people who live in Nebraska and like to go skiing in 6 months out of the year. You can really target on Facebook, unlike other platforms. And so when you know your client backwards and forwards, you're able to use that Facebook advertising platform to reach out to them specifically.
What's the, maybe business owners don't know, what's the pricing when it comes to Facebook advertising, having a Twitter advertising, something like that?
The cool thing is on Facebook, you can set your own pricing, and you can say, okay, I don't want to spend more than $20 a day, and you won't spend more than $20 a day. Or you can say, I don't want to pay more than $3 per interaction. So whatever it is, you can actually set that budget. So it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be $1,000 a day, a month, whatever. You can set the budget that you're working with and make that work for your business.
Right now, advertisements on Twitter, advertisements on Facebook, it says sponsor, but it can come across, if you're just kind of glancing at it can come across as just another post on your timeline. It's hard to notice. Do you see that changing at all?
I don't, only because there's a fine line that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these places have to traipse between saying it's advertising and making it unobtrusive. If you take away the idea or the little title that says it's sponsored or it's advertising, then you might be construed as passing it off as content that nobody paid for, and people don't like that.
Right. What is your, you mentioned Facebook, probably the platform businesses have to be on. For personal use, for business use, what's your favorite platform on social media?
I like Twitter. I do. I like its fast pace. I like to jump in and jump out. I can search hashtags and see what's going on. There's a conference actually going on, Venture Capital or Venture Invest Atlanta going on right now. And I've been following the hashtag, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's great. I like it. So I like Twitter for that. I'm able to jump into different parts of the world, different parts of what's going on, and take a peek.
When you have businesses, obviously they want to get as many Twitter followers as they can. Are they looking to follow other businesses, other people, or are they selective about who they're following?
Definitely following other people. It's always about an ecosystem that you create. So it's just as important who you follow as in who follows you. So whether you're following business owners or whoever, I always say the people you should follow are the people you want to follow you. That's just the easiest thing when you're starting off. The people you want to follow, the people you want to follow you should be the people you're following, because you're letting them know who you are. Hey, we have something in common. We have some synergy going. Let's start a conversation. This is essentially what you're saying when you follow someone.
Is there some sort of unwritten rule? I followed you, so you have to follow. Is there that expectation there?
There used to be, and I see that less happening now, because I think Twitter is, it's no longer the new kid on the block. So I think it's a little bit more slower in how people use it. So yeah, I definitely, that used to happen. Once you followed someone, they would follow you back. That doesn't happen so much anymore.
talking with Tamay Shannon, the CEO of W2S Marketing here on DeKalb Business Today. So what we do here is we focus on a wide range of businesses.
Yeah.
Coming up on the months now where even we, professionally, we try and focus on a wide range, and it's all about retail. I mean, that's where the focus is, the Christmas shopping season, and you're going to see all the ads and everything else. How has social media come into play when it comes to the holiday season and obviously the biggest of big times for retailers?
Oh, my goodness. So a lot of things I do. There's later November, what's it called? Shop Local.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been a really great galvanizing thing for small businesses where in which people use Facebook or Twitter to, the people who follow them, share their sales, share what's going on. But also, there's something called, you can actually reach people who are near you. So you can say, oh, people who are in Decatur, tell them, show them this ad, tell them that this is going on right now. So that's just some of the ways that people create that interaction. And then when people open up their gifts, oh my gosh, I got this from so-and-so, so happy. They take a picture, put it on Instagram or Twitter. That's another way that that business can then retweet or reshare that their stuff is out there and people are loving it.
I know that the big corporations, you know, Target, Walmart, the box stores that do such big business over the holiday season, I know they've got these dedicated social media teams, as you mentioned earlier. Do you see mistakes that even the big ones are making, even the companies that have a ton of money to spend on social media?
I think everybody makes mistakes because you're dealing with humans. You're, at the end of the day, it's two people on a computer talking back and forth. And so there are bound to be mistakes. What they can affect or what they can change is how they respond to those mistakes. And the best thing I always say, hey, look, we made a mistake. I'm sorry. Like, first and foremost, apologize and accept this mistakes you made and don't brush them off because that angers people more. So when something happens, like, oh, we're human. Sorry, we apologize. That was not what we intended. And then move forward. And then another thing is don't feed the trolls. People will sometimes.
I was going to ask you about that. There's a lot of them out there. That's become a big thing.
Yeah, don't feed the trolls. That's the one thing you have to remember. You don't have to respond to everything on the internet. So when people, and trolls are basically people who, for no reason, always have something to say negative. They're always like, well, there's this, and then there's this, and there's that. Always have something to say
negative. Because they don't have to say it to your face.
Right, exactly. And so when you find somebody like that, you can block them and not respond. You don't have to respond. So when you find somebody who's a troll, ignore them.
Do you ever give any thought to social media and how it's used in the political realm?
I do. I mean, come on. Since our president was elected, that was really what put this on the forefront. And so now, that we have another election coming around, I've been watching a couple of people and their presence and what they do. I think the two most active people are Hillary and Trump, and they have some interesting things going on. But what I think is what really people mess up on, I think that Trump is doing better than most others, is that whether you like him or not, he says what he says and he sticks with it. Like, he's consistent. And I think that's what social media reflects, is you say who you are, this is who I am, and you stick with it. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be like, oh, that's no longer in vogue. I won't do it anymore. So I think that's what really is important for business owners, is this is who your brand is. Stick with it. And don't, when people say, oh, well, I don't like that you did this, that's okay. So you're not my client then.
I think with Trump, it goes back to something we were talking about earlier, though, the impulse control of the 140 characters, because the whole thing's worked for him. He hasn't gotten caught up in anything yet, but the impulse control. He's tweeting in the middle of the night. He's tweeting things that are offensive to certain people, groups of people. If you're handling a political campaign or something like that, you would try and drive home, control yourself, think before you tweet, right?
Well, let's be honest. What is his purpose for running?
Sure.
Is it to be president or is it to do something else?
Sure.
And if it's to do something else, then he is right. He knows exactly what he's doing. And the way he's doing it is getting him to his goal. He's not really running. I mean, he is running for president, but he's not really trying to angle to be president of the U.S. And so his tweets are accomplishing his goals. He's doing exactly. He knows what he's doing.
That might be spot on. Her name is Tamay Shannon, the CEO of W2S Marketing. Website, W2SMarketing.com. She's on Twitter, at Where To Start, where the number two start. She's on Facebook, LinkedIn, Periscope. You have anything big coming up before the end of the year that you want to promote, talk about?
Yeah, Well, you know, there's just because we were talking about this recently, and people always, you know, the holiday season is always like, what do I do? And so I actually have a webinar on my website. It's free. It's actually a little bit long. My webinars are usually 30 minutes. This is about 45. But basically, it takes you through the steps of how to navigate the holiday season and still produce consistent content. I give you free tools. I give you how to break down things, just because I think I'm a firm believer, like, you have your business and you've got your family, you've got your friends. Go out and enjoy them. Go have fun with them. And to do that, you still need to have your business running. And so this is how you can do it. Have content on social media consistently without having to sit there and create it every day, day in and day out.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Some fantastic insights, again, on a subject that I'm a novice when it comes to social media and social media. So this has been very enlightening. I appreciate you joining
us. Yes.
Again, Tamay Shannon, the CEO of W2S Marketing. That'll do it for this edition of DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. We'll be back here next Friday, a little pre-Halloween edition. So make sure to join us then. For executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time.